Over the course of an Elazman, we had a chance to dig deep into a number of central sugyas in the Masechta. We came back from Yantif, we focused on the Hagdara of Tefillah, which both brought us to many core Gemaras in the 4th and 5th Prakim. It brought us more broadly through the Masechta. And unfortunately, very much of the moment, Menyana Dioma. In Elul, we had a chance to explore Birkas HaMitzvahs, and through that, to come to one of the key ideas in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. And now we have the chance, that we're fully in the month of Cheshvan, we have the chance to start from the top and work straight. Ketzav Rochon Al Peiros. Mishnah jumps right in. How do you make a bracha on Peiros? Tosus, the top Tosus points out that it sounds like we've already discussed this topic beforehand. This sounds like the second paragraph in a conversation. Sounds like we already know that there's something called brachas on food. And now we're going to get into the details of how, Kate said, is how do you go about? What are the details of brachas on food? Exactly what are you saying? We're about to hear four different brachos, or five different brachos. One might say, depending on what the food is. So that's, Tosis points out that that's interesting, because the first three brachim in the Masechta were about Kriyat Shema, the fourth and fifth brachim are about Tefillah. And now we're beginning for the first time to talk about brachos on food. And we're, there's a Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, who many of you know and love from the summers. So he's famous over the decades for showing up to Shir and with a stack of Svarim and laying all the Svarim out on the table and opening up all the Svarim and looking at the Svarim a little bit and looking up, and the first words out of his mouth are, therefore, dot, dot, dot. Obviously, something has to have come before the therefore. That's what the Mishnah is doing right here. Ketzav Rochon Al Peiros. Those who saw the first parak, see, those already start from Dav Beis in the afternoon, so you know the Gemara asks that question in the first parak, that we dive into the details of Kriyat Shema, Tana Mehei Chakai. So the opening Tosas raises that question. We're not ready to fully appreciate Tosas' answer yet. One answer, one of their answers is that, one of the answers has to do with the Bekiyas that we're up to, actually. The beginning of the third parak talks about brachas. The Mishnayos in the third parak, later in the third parak, talk about brachas. So maybe it's a reference to that, maybe a reference to something else. So we'll appreciate that the opening Tosis more once we see more of the Gemara here. But the Mishnah wants to know, given that we're aware, either from the Mishnah of Daf Chaf or from elsewhere, that there is a notion of bracha rishona, so how exactly do you go about saying brachas rishona? So what does the Mishnah say? A peiros ilun omer bor pireit. On a fruit of the tree, you say bor pireit. Chutz min hayayin, with the exception of one. Why? Hayayin o bor pri hagafen. Bor pri hagafen. That's a great question. That's a great question. That's a great question. Amazing. For now, let's just look. Let's just see what the Mishnah says. And keep our minds open for questions. So Shai points out that the Mishnah says that yayin is an exception to yayin should have been a bor pri eight, but instead it's a bor pri hagafen, and you wonder why.
Not a solid.
So it's interesting. We do consider. You raise a good question. Is a grapevine considered a tree? It should be noted. The Mishnah goes on to say, a peiros haaretz, you say bor pri adama chutz min hapas shalapas omer hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So the most fundamental set of categories, the most fundamental categorization in our Mishnah is between what and what? Between Peiros HaElon and Peiros HaAretz, right? The Bar Pri Eitz and the Bar Pri Adama. And within each of those, so we're subdivided. So it's worth appreciating, just as you begin to think about this Mishnah, the Gemara is a principle in a few places. The Shai is getting us thinking, well, you know, let's think about where do these categories come from? Who told us to draw these categories? And the Mishnah goes on to have the interesting Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that ala yirakosu omer bor pi hadama, but Rabbi Yehuda says bori minei deshayim. So Tanakama has four brachas in this Mishnah.
What's
the Tanakama has four brachas in this Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda has a fifth. So one question is, what even are the Shayim? Desha, where does the word Desha appear first?
Bracious.
Right. As a matter of fact, this Mishnah sounds a lot like Bracious. Something to come back to. Eitz Pri, Osa Pri, the categories in this Mishnah are surprisingly familiar if you're just Marver Sedra. Deshaim in particular stands out. So as Shai points out, the most fundamental question is before you get to the why, the explanation, the first question is what? What are these categories? What are Peiros Haaretz versus Yirakos? So the Ritva and other Rishonim explain, Peiros Haaretz, he says, could go mina kitnius. Then you say bar pri hadama. Yirakos, what are you? Then you say bar pri hadama or a bar mina deshaim, machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakam. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that on Peiros Haaretz, you make a bar pri hadama. Rabbi Yehuda says, but there's a different category called deshaim, and there you make a bore, or a different category called yirakos.
This is again the board for a moment. We have our Peiros Ha'ilan, or we have our Peiros Ha'aretz, and we have Yirakos. Okay. So Peiros Ha'ilan are Bar Pri Ha'etz, with the exception that sometimes you make a Bar Pri Ha'gefen if it's Yahim. Right? Peiros Ha'aretz, what do you make? A bar pri adama, the exception of a pas you make a hamotzi. And then finally, yirakos, so that's a machlokas. Yirakos and machlokas, Tanakama says, make a bar pri adama, and Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bar mine deshachim. So first question is just, there are a lot of things to notice about this question. The first question is, again, the very first thing we said, Tosrei points out, the Mishnah is assuming you're making brachas. And we're diving right into the details. That's interesting. Okay, then what does the Mishnah say about brachas? So just in terms of defining the categories on top, before we get to how the categories on top yield the dinim on the bottom, so the Ritva says, Peiros Haaretz, Amine Kitnius, Yirakos, kagon kruva, trudin, v'chasa. Cabbage, lettuce. It sounds as though we're talking about leafy versus non-leafy. That's, I think, the simplest way of understanding this. It's a little hard to get more clarity because we don't pass on like Yehuda. So if you look in a Rambam, you look in the Torah, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you're not going to see a lot about Dishan or Yirakos. Because it's not relevant by halacha. If you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah in the back, Chavdala Mebeis, I believe he already. Peiros Haaretz, he says, Peiros Haaretz, Kitnios, Nikroim, Peiros Haaretz. Kruv, Trudin, Vachasa are called Yirakos. So Rabbeinu Yonah says it, and his Talmud, the Ritva says it as well. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that that we divide things into three categories, three basic categories, Peiros Ha'ilan, Peiros Haaretz, and Yirakos, and Bar Pri Ha'etz, Bar Pri Ha'adama, and Bar Min HaDeshaim. And Tanakama says, no, there's Peiros Ha'ilan, and then Peiros Haaretz, Yirakos all together are a Borei Pri Ha'adama. So if you're thinking some more about the Mishnah, so there's another, again, before we even get to explanation, Bir Advarm, just in terms of defining things, so we defined Ben Yon and the Ritzvah helped us figure out doing Paris Arts and Yirakos. What other definitional question is there to think about? The one that is relevant to Halacha? What's the Ilan and what's Arats? That actually is relevant to Halacha. We do differentiate between Ha'etz and Ha'adama. So I don't want to jump the gun too much. The Gemara is going to get into it more on Lamed Vav and further. But I would say the following. We are going to have to define a tree. We're going to have to define a tree. And what's interesting is that trees have Doraisa definition also. The Gemara is going to relate it potentially to the din of what's a din Doraisa that applies to trees, but not to non-tree plants. Yeah, what's that called? Arla. Arla. The Torah says, as a matter of fact, later the Maamar comes here. In Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah says if you have Matatem kol eitz ma'achal, if you have a tree which is gives fruit, not all trees give fruit. Mahogany trees give, sycamore trees give fantastic wood, but you don't eat any part of the mahogany tree or the sycamore tree. But walnut trees and apple trees have an edible part. So the Torah says if you have an eitz ma'achal, if you have a tree that has an edible part, so for the first, sometimes it takes years for anything edible to grow. But it depends on the species. Some species may produce something edible in the first 3 years. The Torah says in the first 3 years, even if there are edible fruits, it's absolutely isur daraisa. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat those. Parents are called arla. They're called arla. The fourth year has a special status, perhaps. And then from fifth year and on, it's just regular, no special status, regular fruit. But the first 3 years are arla. It's a din daraisa. So came in Kedoshim, Masechta of Mishnayos, dedicated to it, and it says, Ram called Maseches Arla. There you go. Straightforward. Not all Masechtas have straightforward names, but that one definitely does. So that's a Din Doraisa that applies only to tree fruit, and not to any edible plants that aren't trees. So the Gemara later on is going to indicate that that may be the defining, however you define trees, Lagabe Arla, maybe the way you define trees, Lagabe Barbary versus Barbary Adama also. And Odeh, again, this is sorrowfully, we've all heard the hack about bananas and about maybe not about papayas, and maybe also about strawberries. As a Ha'etz is Adama, so we'll see later the Gemara is going to say that may well have to go back to what's the Doraisa definition of a tree with respect to Arla. Just as an aside, that's an example of a very important phenomenon. The Gemara says in a couple of places, it's called Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'in Doraisa Tikkun. When Chazal Masakim, Dinim Drabbanon, want to be chromatic about it, it's called the Tikkun Rabbanon. They call it Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'in Doraisa Tikkun. When Chazal or Masakim, Dinim Drabbanon, they usually try to Masakim Ke'in Doraisa, like a Doraisa. So for instance, they want to create Din Drabbanan of tchum around a small tchum, relatively small tchum around the city. We pass in that tchum of 2,000 amas. In fact, you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amas outside the city in Shabbos. That is not a Din Doraisa, it's a Din Drabbanan. But where they get the shear from, 2,000 amas? The answer is, if you know your chumash, tucked away, there is a din of alpayim amma around the city. Bale Kriya know it, because it's the only time in all of Chumash when you have the Yerach Ben Yomo and a Karne Para. I think that pair appears 16 times in the Tanakh, once in the Chumash, in the context of the Alpayim Amma around the Ar HaLevim. The Torah special rules, you can move the Torah to Israel, you're going to set up a whole series of cities for the Levim. Levim were not primarily farmers, and therefore Levim were meant to be primarily urban dwellers. So the Torah says you're going to set up a whole series, probably 42, 48 Ari HaLevim, and they're going to be particularly Dinim Doraisa, the Chumash gives, urban planning for the Ari HaLevim, including not only Dinim that concern the city itself, but there are Dinim that concern the 2,000 Amas, that's the Pashta, so how do we show them the Tzukim, the 2,000 Amas that surround the city have particular rules, what you can and cannot do in the 2,000 Amas that surround the city. Alpayim Amma. Beyond 2,000 Amas around the city has no special status. But if you're within 2,000 Amas of Ari Levim, you're within the zone, the neighborhood of the Ari Levim. So that's a rare, obscure Din Doraisa, but it's a Din Doraisa that's a model for
You want to know what's considered the vicinity of the city? What area around the city isn't the city itself, but is identified as being near that city? You see from Ari Levine that the 2,000 amas is considered to be the vicinity, the neighborhood of the city. So when Chazal wanted to say, "Abedin Rabban of Tchum Shabbos," called the Tikkun Rabban, came to Rai, said Tikkun. They didn't say, "Don't walk 100 times high." They didn't say, "Don't walk 1,800 amas out of the city." They didn't say, "Don't walk 3,000 amas out of the city." They said 2,000. Why? Probably because Kal Tikkun Rabban came to Rai, said Tikkun. See, here also, here you have a din of Elon versus non-Elon, food that comes from a tree versus food that doesn't come from a tree. So that's, it's likely that Chazal are saying, instead of this Dindra Abanan of Brachas Rishonos, let's look for categories that already exist on the level of Daraisa, like Elon in the context of Orla, and let's craft the dinim, let's craft the categories as much as possible, ka'en daraisa. Instead of just creating new drabanan categories without any pre-existing basis, let's try to, as much as we can, even though we're making a new din drabanan, let's try to use as much as possible the building blocks we already have on the level of daraisa, and that allows the din drabanan to more obviously fit in smoothly as an extension of the Torah Shebaal Peh, Min HaTorah. What other such Daraisa categories do you see in our Mishnah? In addition to Elon, Paris to Elon is supposed to Paris Aretz. What other Daraisa categories? What other categories do you do have a life in other Dinim Daraisa? Not Hamotzi, but you're close. So what's the category? What's the item? Bread. And? Yain. Both of those already exist, not for Bracha Rishona purposes, but there are plenty of other dinim daraisa that have to do with lechem, with yain. Yain appears, for instance, in Kachim, as a sap. You have to use yain specifically for various kavaras. You have to use nisach yain. You have to figure out what's considered yain as valid for nisach yain. Talk about bread. There's birkas hamazon. There's hafarshas challah. There's lechem oni, matzah. In order to be kosher for matzah, I have to use something which is bread. An apple is also not chametz, but an apple is not kosher to be used as matzah. That's not enough to not be chametz. You have to be bread, which isn't chametz. It has to be lechem oni. So the Mishnah is full of Doraisa categories that Chazal borrowed and repurposed in crafting the Dinu Drabanan. What's not in our Mishnah, by the way? Shahakal Mazonos. Now, Mazonos is a little bit of a mystery. Shahakal does appear later. Shahakal does appear in a later Mishnah. A mem on the days, the Mishnah talks about things that are Shahakal. Davar she'en gedulim in aretz, yisera Shahakal near bedvaro. So meat and eggs and so on and so forth is Shahakal. A mem on the aleph, the Mishnah mentions another role that Shahakal plays. Derech ha'peros se'ilon, the Mishnah ba'am mem on the aleph. Derech ha'peros se'ilon bor piyah adama, yatsa. If you took an apple and made a bar piyah adama, you yotze. Why? Because it does come from the ground. But al-peros ha'aretz bar piyah eitz, if you took a pickle and you made a bar piyah eitz on a pickle.
Can you be a pickle?
You are in a pickle because you just made a bracha levatala. You're going to have to now make a bar piyah adama. Lo yotze. You weren't even yotze midrabanu. Now, kulam, in other words, even though our Mishnah on the Haman Aleph presents these as side bar priya ilan, as peiros and ilan, peiros are the sort of side by side categories, the Mishnah says, but Mishnah Mem says really this all lives within bar priya adam. All peiros ilan do also grow from the ground. Every tree is rooting in the ground. But priya aretz aren't priya ilan. And then the Mishnah says, finally, and all this lives within Shahakala. Shahakal b'dieved is a catch-all bracha. Every shahakal b'dieved bracha, everything exists at the word and will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in our Mishnah, they're presented as separate categories. Now, so then what else do you notice about our Mishnah? What else do you notice about thinking about now, so we already talked a little bit about the categories. And again, in thinking about the categories, we notice, number one, a tremendous amount of echo of the language of the categories of Bereishis, the way the Torah lays out the different parts of vegetation that Kadosh Baruch Hu was creating, and non-vegetation. In a later Mishnah, the Daf Mem on Beis is not created on Yom Shlishi. That's created on Chamishi and Shishi. Okay. And then we saw that the Elon and Aret, Paris Elon, Paris Aret, so that reflects, and Yayin, the subcategories of Yayin and Pas, all those reflect halachic categories and other Doraisa contests. Call the ticker Abaram, Kein Doraisa ticker. Now, going from the top half to the bottom half, moving from the categories to the dinim, the particular brachas that you say, what strikes you as intriguing? Fresh voice. On a poll.
The order.
How so?
Why, like Elon, how the Paros come before, Paros by Elon come before Paros.
Ah, good, good, good. The fact that Paros and Elon, the Paros and Elon come before Paros Aretz. So that's a good point. So that's one issue, is the sequencing. The sequencing in our Mishnah. And who addresses that? The Ritva. What does Ritva say? Right. He mentions the din. So he mentions two things. There's none one he mentions. The second point he makes is maybe one is the din that's Rukuli Alma will give first. Everyone agrees where you say Barbi Adama. Where you say Barbi Adama is Mutubachokas. We'll leave that for later. We'd like to go Minakalala coming. Or he says, that's to do with the din that we just mentioned. The Mishnah said, yeah, Daf Mem.
I had a different question.
So let's get that through. I think the Ritva says, "Al Paris Elon, the Nokat, Hay the Nokat Bar Priates Mikamei, which Mikameis are make for Milafne Bar Pri Adama." You know what the reason is? She Bracham Yuchedes Bifne Atzma. It is a unique, more well-defined bracha. The Ein B'Mashmuusa Ela Priates Bovad, and it only implies Bar Priates as opposed to anything else. When it's more specific, it's more chashuv. Now, how does he know it's more specific? So that's a reference. In saying that, the Ritva is referring to the Mishnah we just mentioned in Mem Amud Aleph. That if you say Bar Pri Adama on an orange, you yotze b'dieved. But if you say Bar Pri Eitz on a potato, on French fries, you're not yotze b'dieved. Because really, all of Bar Pri Adama, all of Bar Pri Eitz is a subset of Bar Pri Adama. Look over. This whole box is really over here. That's what the Mishnah said. So the Ritva says, Uhu. If Bar Pri Adama is of narrower definition, then it's more chashuv. Should come first. That's an interesting value judgment. Exclusivity matters. Bar Pri Eitz is more exclusive. Well, why is that? Just because the club has a bouncer, therefore it's more chashuv. Like that's shallow gaiva. Those aren't real values. So what's the Ritva saying? Because Bar Pri Eitz is more exclusive, therefore it's more chashuv. That's what he said. Right? Because it's of a narrower definition, because it only applies Bar Pri Eitz. It does not even b'di'eved include Bar Pri Adama, and therefore kishim miyuched es chashuva yosa. What does that mean? If it's more miyuchad, if it's more narrowly defined, then it's more chashuv and comes first. Why? Again, we're not talking about shallow kavod amaduma here. It's not about the bouncer and the A list at the club, chalila. We're talking about real things. So why is ha'etz more chashuv? Because it's of a narrower definition. And what does that speak to in the Mishnah Bichlal? There's a larger phenomenon at foot in the Mishnah. You actually think about what the Mishnah is saying. What's the most basic thing you could say about what the Mishnah one is saying? Okay, you have to make brachas on food, okay. And the Mishnah is saying, again, as Tosfos pointed out, the Mishnahs are assuming you have to make brachas on food. Okay. The Mishnah is saying that there's a particular nusach. You can't just say whatever you want. Chazal set particular formula, you got to know the right words to say, okay? That's a very basic statement that the Mishnah is saying.
And beyond that, beyond the fact that there's a chiyuv to say bracha rishona, and there's a chiyuv to say the particular, as we'll see, the girl will call it matbeah shekavu chacham, the particular coinage. Literally, matbeah is a coin. The particular language that Chazal coined. You can't just make up your own bracha. You have to say the words that Chazal chose. So the Mishnah is saying, here are specific words. What's the next most fundamental thing the Mishnah is saying? Beyond the fact that there's a chiyuv brachas and there's a specific matbeah. Zoom out. Yeah? What would you say?
That they're dividing it now into different topics.
Yeah. They're categories. Again, we take this all for granted because we're just used to doing this. But now we're actually learning the thing and thinking about the things that we do automatically. Mehecha tasty, there should be different brachas for different foods. Again, Baruch Hashem, if you're zocha to be raised with Torah mitzvahs from a young age, see, before, long before you were analytic, you knew different foods need different brachas. It's just a given. This is shakal. That's not a shakal. That's not a dhamma. That's our eitz. It's fascinating, though, when you think about it. It didn't have to be that way. Could have just been the bracha. Before you eat, make a bracha. After you eat, make a bracha. The fact that you make different types of bracha, that we were getting to what are the categories, where the categories come from. But more fundamental than that is A, that you make brachas, B, that a specific matbea lashon, specific nusach for bracha, and C, that there are categories for brachas, and different categories need different brachas. That itself is a chiddush. That itself is a chiddush. A chiddush that Anapol's Torah speaks to. Now, that's what the Ritva is saying, maybe also. So how does it all come together? So the Gemara, we'll skip ahead for a drop. The Gemara on Daf Mem, in commenting Rabbi Yehuda, pushes the categorization a drop more. And he has one more category. One more. The Gemara comments, apparently he's even more invested in the following. Take a look at Mem Amid Aleph, right before, a couple lines before the mission, the medium width lines. The two dots, Mem Amid Aleph, near the bottom. See the two dots? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bari Mina Deshoim. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Vitein Rechinana Bar Papa. One of the later Amaram said, Ein Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, you should know, we don't pass like him. Okay. So that's why we don't pass like him. That's why you've never said a Bari Mina Deshoim. But then, those same Amaram said, let's understand him. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Vitein Rechinana Bar Papa. The same pair of possible Amaram. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does he say what he said? Where does this come from? So you expect to hear something about Yerukos and Deshaim, but you don't. Amar Kra, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. A pasuk in Tehillim. Bless Hashem. How do you translate that? Day by day? When you bless Hashem at day? Was the implication of pasuk in Tehillim is that you should only be Mevaruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu at day but not at night? Hard to imagine, but then what does the pasuk mean? So, no, and what's with the double lush, the yom yom? Elom elcha kol yom v'yom tein lo be'ein b'chosa. Every day, you can't just give the same thank you. You can't just give the same praise. It has to be specialized. On Pesach, you talk about Pesach. On Shavuot, you talk about Shavuot. On a weekday, in the winter, you talk about winter things. In summer, you talk about summer things. It has to be specialized and personalized. Things have to be specific. So, and then the Gemara says, and that's the pasuk in Tehillim is talking about different times on the calendar. Hachanami, call minu min tein lo me'ein b'rchosav. Not only different times call for different brachas, but different items call for different brachas. And the post can point out, we accept Rabbi Yehuda also, just a question of how far you push it. Especially, Rabbi Yehuda didn't add another 100 categories, even another 20 categories. Yeah, the one more. Instead of six brachas, he has seven. Not that much of a difference. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda is pushing a little further in terms of this Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. This is the notion of what the post referred to as pirut. A prat is a detail. Pirut bebrachas. The fact that we try to be specific when we say brachas. We don't just say shakal niyabidvaro. It would work with yevid, but it's wrong to do that. So again, our Mishnah implies Chiyav Levarich, number one. Number two, our Mishnah talks about the Nusach HaBrachas. And number three, our Mishnah
talks about pirut for brachas. That there needs to be categories, and that perhaps is also pshat in this ritva. Ritva said the narrower bracha is more chashuv. Why is it more chashuv? It should come first in the Mishnah. Mechatesi. Well, adraba. Shakalni b'dvaro it should come first because that's the most expansive. Why is the fact that something is narrow? Why is it making more chashuv? So we're not saying that narrow-minded people are more impressive. We're saying that narrowly defined brachos are more chashuv because there's more pirot. Because there is what the Gemara derived on the Gemara Daf Mem derived from that pasuk in Tehillim that there's value when we speak to and about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's value to specificity. Oh, so a more specific bracha is going to be more chashuv because it's a better shevach. By the way, as an aside, it's true when you speak to people also. Just to bring this home a little bit, right? Someone says, thanks a lot. It's better than nothing. Someone says, thank you so much for having my back. Like what you said yesterday, you know, you pointed that out. It was really helpful. A specific thank you means a lot more. When you're on the receiving end, a specific thank you means a lot more than just a generic thanks so much. Right? Some of you may have memories of writing thank you cards. For some of you, maybe it brings back war memories. Maybe some of you brings back difficult memories, shall we say, sitting at that table and writing all the thank you cards for your bar mitzvah. Right, so when you're 13, it's hard to appreciate. Now maybe you begin to appreciate a little bit. Someone went out of their way to give you a present, and it's a nice feeling to get a thank you. And again, different people write thank you cards in different ways. Maybe you did figure that if you had 150 thank you cards to write, it would be a lot easier if you just wrote the same exact thing to everyone and then fill in the names after. Okay. On the other hand, maybe someone said, Bubala, like you need to be a little more specific. Like, why? I want to go play. Like I'm not interested in writing cards. Again, no one here, but you have a friend who knows a guy. Abulamaisa, so you understand I'd rather be done with this. And Liidachisi we appreciate on the receiving end, if someone says a real thank you that actually is specific, that means a lot more than just a generic thanks so much. Do you really mean the thanks so much? If you're specific, it's much more, it means something. So that's what the Gemara is saying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is v'shakal ni v'dvaro? No. Take a moment to appreciate the specific gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you things that grow from the ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you things that grow from trees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you wine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you bread. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you non-plant foods. When you're more specific in the way you say thank you, that's Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That's the value of pure Pervachas. So these are the fundamental Yesodos that underlie our Mishnah are this. The Zechiyat Sei Bracha, which Tosa says precedes the Mishnah. And then the Ketzad, how you go about being Mavarech, number one, there's a specific Nosech, and number two, they're going to be pure. There are going to be different categories of foods. And, as you pointed out, well, another thing is where those categories come from. Here's where you begin to see, in the period of brachas, here's where you begin to see the ein d'oraisa, where those categories come from. Well, they come from, they sound a lot like the psukim, the story, the story in Bereshis, and like the dinin later in Chumash. Oh. Now, there's one more thing that should strike you about the Mishnah. There might be a lot of things to strike about the Mishnah. But we'll get Yain as an interesting sort of subcategory. We'll hold up on Yain for now. There's something else that should strike you about the Mishnah. Yeah. Okay, it's missing Bar Yamina Mizonos. It's missing Shakal. Shakal is going to come later because it's the, based on this Ritva, it's the most universal. So for now, we're just talking about plant foods. Correct. Where Bar Yamina Mizonos went is indeed a mystery that needs to be thought about. Good. Yeah, what else? You've been waiting very patiently. And sympathetically.
The two brachos that we get for things coming from the ground, we use a different word for ground than
the two. Yeah. Bar Piyah Adama HaMotelechem in Ha'aretz. So somebody should point out, is it Adama or is it Aretz? Something else that's interesting about this bracha, of the four brachos that we paskin like that appear in this Mishnah, Hamotzi is different than the other three because, unlike all the other brachas, it doesn't start with Bore and also doesn't have the term pre. Bori pri ha'etz, bori pri ha'gofen, bori pri ha'adama, ha'motzi lechem in aretz. Ha'motzi lechem in aretz is so different than the others. So different than the others. So that's, some sort of the Ritva is bothered by that. His Rebbe, the Ra'ah, is also bothered by that. Ha'motzi lechem in ha'aretz. And let me leave you with another curiosity. I want you now to pay attention. And the way I set this up on the board, the top are the categories and the bottom are the dinim. The top are the categories and the bottom are the nusach habracha. Think about, we learned this Mishnah sort of automatically because we knew what was coming. Just think about what the Mishnah says. Al peiros ha'ilan, you say, borei, pri, ha'etz. And peiros ha'aretz, you say, borei, pri, ha'adama. On yirakos, you either say, borei, pri, ha'adama, or, if you think yirakos is a separate category, what do you say? Borei, mine, desharm. Peiros ha'ilan, borei, pri, ha'etz. Peiros ha'aretz, borei, pri, ha'adama. Yirakos, borei, mine, desharm. Notice anything strange? What should the Mishnah have said? Al peiros ha'ilan mahu mevarech. You know the answer. So you're not bar praise. What do you say on peiros ha'ilan? Borei priha ha'ilan. A peiros ha'aretz, you should call it borei priha aretz. If you think yirakos are a separate category, it should have been borei mine yirakos. Strange. Very strange. We're going to see Mishnah next time. That the Ritva, the Ra'a, the Gra, and others, as Budraham, see in this another layer, just as we saw that period for Brachas is rooted in Ken Daraisa, we're going to see something of the Nusach HaBrachas as well. We'll continue with that Mitzvah tomorrow.